Master? Excuse me, Master? Please excuse me, Master. I don't mean to disturb you in your room so late in the afternoon, or inconvenience you by speaking. I shouldn't have even disturbed you this late. Please forgive me. I'll just... Oh, you really don't mind? Yes, I know I haven't ever really spoken to you unless instructed until now. It's not that I didn't want to. It's just what I was always taught to do by my previous masters. That's... What was it I wanted to ask? Oh, I should have remembered that right away. Please forgive me, Master. I was wondering if it wasn't too much of an inconvenience for you. Could I speak with you about something? It would only be for a few minutes, and only if you have the time to waste on me, of course. You will? Thank you, Master. I'm incredibly grateful you'll listen. I'll allow you to situate yourself anywhere you'd like before I ask. Would you like me to bring you anything? Any refreshments? Oh, of course, Master. Please let me know if you change your mind. Where would you prefer we speak? Your bed? Yes, Master. Please excuse me. Please make yourself comfortable. I'll just take my place on the floor here in front of you. Oh, yes, my apologies, Master. I'm still having difficulties breaking my habit of kneeling on the floor. I'll take my place next to you then. Please excuse me. I'm not really sure where to begin. This is one of the first times in my life I've spoken freely of my own accord. I know you've told me since the day that I arrived here that I was always free to speak, but I haven't really until now, and that's what I wanted to speak with you about. My past. If the subject of my previous ownership isn't one that you want to discuss, Master, I completely understand, and I won't speak on it again. I'll just go attend to something else. Thank you, Master. I'll do my best to really speak my mind then. Really. For the first time in my life. Honestly, Master, your kindness, it amazes me. Confuses me, even. Though I mean no disrespect, of course. But the reason for that, as well as my time with my previous owners, is what I wanted to speak with you about. Apologies, Master, I'm just having some difficulties speaking on these subjects. They normally would have been completely forbidden to even think about before I came here. Even speaking openly like this would warrant severe punishment. Master, I don't think I've ever noticed how warm and soft your hands were. They feel so gentle in mine, and it's comforting. Can you keep holding my hand while I speak, Master? If it doesn't inconvenience you. Thank you, Master. You've always been so kind to me since I've come here. So much that I don't understand. I'm sure you've seen the various scars and burn marks on my arms. Those, well, they were all from my previous masters, though most of them are from my most recent one. But I suppose I should start at the beginning. remember my parents very much. They sold me to my first master as soon as I was old enough to walk and feed myself. I've been a slave ever since. During that time growing up, my masters were relatively normal. I was assigned to do normal tasks like cleaning and housekeeping. Mistakes would, of course, warrant punishment, usually in the form of a beating, or only water for several days, depending on the mistake. But as I got older, my masters changed, and they became much more cruel the older I got. Spending my life growing up as a slave has taught me the perfect way to behave that would make me least likely to make a mistake, less likely to be punished. And I'd like to think that I became very good at it. At least, that's what I thought until I fell into the care of my previous master. He didn't buy me for the same purposes that my previous masters had. Most masters buy a slave girl like me because they want someone to take care of the house and cooking or children, or to be kept as part of their harem. But my previous master, he didn't want me for those purposes. He was simply someone who bought slave girls like me purely for the purpose of beating and torturing them. And that's what he did with me. He ran through slaves rather quickly and frequently had to buy new ones, and so I ended up being bought by him. The first day I arrived under his care, he beat me more in that day than I ever have been in my life. It wasn't unheard of to be done to new slaves, but I knew this was different. My entire purpose as his slave was to be beaten and tortured whenever the urge took him. I don't really think that I want to go into much of the details of it. He never raped me, though I think that was only because he wanted to save that until the right time. I was really just a toy to him. He only ever provided me with the most basic necessities that I needed to live. I'm sure you've noticed, during the entire time I've been in your care, I've always worn concealing clothes. While it's true he didn't rape me, he still wanted to mark me as property. He said he wanted to scar and mark my body so badly that no one else would ever want to buy me. That no man would ever love me or want me. As a final step, he even branded his initials and family seal into my back. He was a very wealthy man, but he was never very healthy. He smoked almost constantly. So when he died, and I was told I was going to be sent under the care of one of his relatives, I should have been glad to be getting a different master. Anyone should have been better than him. But by then, I was just broken. I believe that I was everything that he said that I was. And I thought that my new master, you, would be the same as well. I could tell that you were surprised to see me on my knees at your doorstep. But the most surprising thing that I'd ever heard when I met you in that moment was when you told me to get up off of the floor, to not be on my knees in front of you. And my surprises didn't stop there. You gave me nicer food to eat on that first night under your care than I had ever eaten since becoming a slave. Food as nice as what my masters ate. It was the first time in my life that I had ever eaten until I was full. I'm sure you saw how nervous I looked eating dinner the first few nights. It was because I assumed my punishment would come right after. My previous master wouldn't let me eat at all until he was satisfied with my use for the day. And if he wasn't, I wouldn't eat that day. But then you gave me my own bed, and my own room, with the fluffiest pillows and the warmest blankets. I never knew there were beds that soft, and I had spent almost my entire life sleeping on the floor. usually with nothing more than a thin blanket and no pillow. It felt like I was sleeping in a cloud, like I was in a dream. But I was still afraid the punishment was coming. Until that one day. I'll never forget that day. I'm sure you've noticed, but some days my hands hurt and don't work very well because of what he did. I accidentally dropped and broke one of your nice glasses when I was washing it. Oh, the things my last master would have done to me if I'd have done that. He most likely would have just disposed of me. I was so, so terrified of what you would do to me, with how I was shaking and trying to apologize. And I was the one who begged you to let me do housework in the first place. I'm sure you saw I was on the verge of tears. I got on my hands and knees, begging you to forgive me with everything that I had, and when you told me to stand up, I honestly believed that this was going to be the beating that I would never come back from. But when you moved towards me, and I closed my eyes, still bowing my head and begging for your forgiveness, you hugged me. That was the first time anyone in my life had ever hugged me. It happened when I broke something. Breaking something is one of the worst things a slave can do, and I was getting hugged for it. Something I don't even remember my parents doing. I didn't understand what was happening. You just stood there, holding me, telling me it was okay. In my mind, I couldn't comprehend what was happening. But you felt so warm, holding me in your arms. I'd never felt another warm body against mine like that before. I hadn't even realized it, but I calmed down rather quickly, and then you insisted on helping me clean the glass up. That was another bewildering thing for me to see. A master on his hands and knees helping his slave clean up a mess that she made. Your kindness, it's never ended from the day that I came under your care. I still can't believe the pretty new clothes that you bought me during my time here. Since that day, the constant fear I held inside of myself that I had brought from my previous master started to disappear. I still tried to remain as proper as I could because it was all I knew. But that fear was being replaced by something else. Something I don't really understand. It feels like when I look at you, Master, something inside my stomach is trying to move around and my heart starts beating faster, but not out of fear like it normally does. I've never felt these feelings before, and I don't understand what they are. Do you, Master? I'm sorry, Master. I didn't mean to just go on speaking for so long without letting you speak. You're sure it's all right? Well, thank you, Master. You're as patient and understanding as always. About what I'm feeling, though, do you possibly know what it is, Master? Is there something the matter with me? Those are feelings you have when you like someone? But I already knew that I liked you, Master. You truly have been the best master to me that I've ever had in my life. More than I ever could have wished for. Oh, you mean liking someone more than that? Apologies, Master. I'm not sure I understand. Yes, I've seen people walking around town who appeared very close, and I know husband and wife are very close, and I have heard stories of masters and slaves falling in love? love. That's a word I think I've heard before. Master, what is love? Oh, apologies, Master. Was that not something I should have asked? Oh. So, when someone likes someone a lot, they feel what I'm feeling. And when they love someone, that feeling gets much, much stronger? I see. That must be when they have sex, right? Oh, well, I've never had sex before, but I've spoken to other slave girls about it, and they told me about some of what happens, but I've never actually done it myself, and I don't really understand it. I have watched it being done to other slave girls, though I'm not sure that was being done with love. Master, if that's the case, then I think the feelings that I've been having when I'm near you, and like when you took my hand, I think they mean I love you, Master. You feel the same whenever you're around me? You do? I want to learn more about this feeling. I really don't understand it, but all I know is I want to feel more of it. But I don't know if I can. You remember, right, Master, what I said about my scars and my brand? If you saw them all, you wouldn't want anything to do with me. Why would anyone want someone who has the permanent marks of someone else on them? He did it to me so that when a day like this came, he'd still have that power over me, even in death. You still want to see me? Master, you've been nothing but so kind to me. I'll show you everything, Master. I'll just remove all of my clothes right here in front of you, if you'll allow it. Alright. Just one moment, Master. Well, Master, here I am. All of me. It's been some time, and most of them have all healed, but I can still clearly see most of them, and some of them do still hurt every now and then. He always took care to avoid my face, but you can see that he wasted every little space everywhere else when using me. And of course, here, on my lower back. The brand with his initials and the house seal. It's far worse than you thought it would be, isn't it? I told you he wanted to be sure no one else would want me except him. So I honestly, I don't blame you if you think. What? You think I'm beautiful? Master, I don't understand. How could you think that all of this, these scars, the brand, that I'm beautiful with all of them? Master, what was that? A kiss? No, I think I've seen people do that before, but it's just completely different up close. Could you do that again, Master? gonna jump right out. My heart is racing. I've never felt like this before. You truly don't care about the scars. The brand. None of them. Oh, please, Master. If you'll allow it, I want to do it. Sex. I mean, I want you to make me feel as much of these things as you can. So please, Master, won't you do it? I know it's not my place to be so forward, but I've never wanted something so badly in my life. You will? Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you. What do you want me to do first? Lie in the bed? Yes, Master. Right away. Okay. Now what? I'm ever gonna get tired of kissing. You know, Master, I thought it would be kind of scary to have you over me like this, but it actually just kind of makes me feel really safe. I know you'll never hurt me, Master. And that's why I want to give everything I have to you. So gentle with me. Could feel so good. Just having my body touched like this. My breasts. Could you suck up the more, Master? Touch them more. Never had them feel that way before. It just gives me goosebumps. When you kiss my belly, it makes me feel so warm inside. My legs a little. Of course, but Master, what are you doing with your face to- No, sorry, Master. It just surprised me. I wasn't expecting you to, lick me. Down there. No, it didn't feel bad at all. In fact, I felt good. Better than I've ever felt down there before, actually. I'm sorry for interrupting the Master. Could you please continue? If it doesn't inconvenience you. Oh, Master. Feels so good. Your tongue feels so warm licking me there. Oh, Master, I'm starting to feel good. kind of strange, like something building up inside of myself. I don't really understand what I'm feeling. Close to coming. I don't understand what that is, but yes, Master. I'll trust you. I'll trust you with everything. Master. Master. Oh, that feeling inside of me. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. It feels like my body is gonna overflow with this feeling. Oh, please. Please keep licking me there. Oh, right. That spot. It feels so... so... Master. Oh, the feeling is getting so much bigger. Just tensed up, and it felt like it just felt so good. That was an orgasm. That was coming. No, this is the first time I've ever felt anything like that. I've never even so much as touched myself down there before, not in that way. I didn't even know my body could feel that way. It's the most amazing sensation I've ever felt. But, Master, I hope I'm not out of place asking this, but what about you? I know there's more to sex than just that, and I want you to feel good too. You've been so kind to me, Master, and I know that I have these feelings inside of me because I love you. I never could have imagined I would be this happy in my life, and so I want you to take me, Master. And I want to give all of myself to you. Oh, Master, thank you. Could I perhaps help you remove your robe, Master? It's something I've thought of wanting to do for a while now. You're sure? Thank you, Master. You have such a handsome and strong-looking chest, Master. I have the most handsome master in the world. May I remove your underwear as well? I can see your manhood struggling to get out. Yes, Master. Please excuse me. Oh, Master, this is your manhood. Apologies, I don't mean to embarrass you. It just looks so good. So big. So this is the manhood of my master. May I touch it, Master? Thank you, Master. Yes. I know I don't need to ask these things, but I can't help it. It feels so warm and hard. Master? Can I? No. Master, I want to taste it, okay? See, Master? think that's about as forward as I can get for now. Well then, excuse me. Sorry, Master, I got a little too excited there, I think. Master, I'm really, really wet down there, and I want you to take me now. Will you? My hands are hurting today, so I might not be able to do very much, but you can still have me, Master. Any way you want. It's not too much trouble, though. I want my first time to be while I'm facing you, feeling your weight on me. I feel so safe with you over me, Master. I'm really okay. Master. My master is inside of me. You feel so big. I didn't even know that something that big could fit inside of me. So far into me that I can feel it hitting something deep inside of me. Oh, it feels so good when you hit that spot, Master. Oh. Oh, please keep going. Oh. 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 My hands might not be working well tonight, but all the arms and legs do. I'm gonna wrap them both around you and never let go. I just want us to be together like this. Oh, feeling like this forever. Just me and my master. Yes, master. Oh, just like that. Keep thrusting into me. Just like that. Use me. Oh, make yourself feel as good as you can, please, master. Oh, that feeling. It's starting to build up in me again. I think that means I'm close to coming again. Right, master? Oh, I want to do it. Oh, I want to come again and feel good. Just like last time. But this time I want to do it with you. Deep inside of me, master. Feeling good with me as it happens. Master. Your manhood. Your manhood. I can feel it getting harder. What's happening? Does that mean you're feeling even better too? Mr. Cumming? You can come too? If you can come like I can, master, that means that we can come together. Please, master, just keep thrusting into me. Keep hitting that place. Deep in the back of me, and I can come. I love you so much. I want to come with you, master. For words, it feels like all that pain and fear in me has just been washed away. I feel so warm inside. What is all of this white stuff coming out of me? It's your cum? Well, as long as it's from you, master, I'm happy there's so much inside of me. Sorry. It tickles my scars and your hands over them like that. I never imagined a day would come where anything that had to do with them would make me giggle. But when you touch them like that, master, that's all they become. Extra ticklish spots. Not only that, I'm disheveled and covered in sweat in front of my master, and I don't even care. I truly have changed since I came into your care, master. What do you mean you don't want me to call you master anymore? You are my master, aren't you? Well, what do you want me to call you instead? And if I can't call you my master, what would that make me? Anything I want? Just not master. I sometimes get to read books during my time with my previous masters, and In those, there would be girls who would call the men they were with darling. I think I like that quote quite a lot. Alright then, from now on, that is what I will call you. And that's what you'll be. But then, if you're not my master anymore, what will I be? Something more. Being a slave is all I thought I could ever be. I never considered I could be anything else. I never once thought that I could ever be something more or anything different than that, but if I'm with you, darling, well, then I think maybe I could learn to be something much more than a slave girl. Not just to you, but to myself as well. As long as I'm with you, I think there's so much I'm going to learn about myself. Even now, I've never felt more normal than I have in my entire life. Well, even if I'm no longer a slave, I still intend to help clean around the house. You're very messy, you know. Oh, you know, darling, I don't know a lot about sex, but I do know that's how babies are made, and I'm guessing your cum is how it happens. I'd like to think that this will make me have your children. Would you like that? I'm so glad, darling. Have as many children as you want. I know what a kind and amazing father you'd be with how kind you've been to me. We could be the family to them that I never had. Ever since the moment I first came into your care, you never once viewed me as a slave, did you? I stopped being a slave the moment I stepped through your door. I just didn't realize it until now. But you really saved me, you know, from the cruel world out there, and even from myself. I never would have discovered all of these amazing feelings if it weren't for you, and that there could be someone out there as kind and as loving as you are. I love you, darling.